Hello and welcome to episode number 8 of the T-Boom podcast. My name's Pete, I like pictures, and you can find mine on my blog, T-Boom, not Tumblr.com. That is TVOOM.tumblr.com. Boom, boom, boom. And you can find even more on my photography, on my other photography blog, TVOOM365.tumblr.com. That is TVOOM. 365 in numbers.tumblr.com. In this episode, I will talk about rules, about photographic rules. Originally, I planned to do something very different. I wanted to talk about vintage lenses and my experiences with vintage lenses, with M42 lenses, because my secret Santa sent me a couple of vintage lenses. It was a really cool package. Because it came from the North Pole. No, okay. Joking aside, it was a really cool package because I now have four M42 vintage lenses. Amazing stuff. I made two videos about them already, so if you want to, you can check them out. The links are in the description, and you can find all my videos, of course, on my YouTube channel, T-Voom Photography. So youtube.com/T-Voom Photography. And, well, before I start, I want to mention the music that is playing in the background. It is by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com, and the song that is playing is called Surf Shimmy, and it is licensed under a Creative Commons 3.0 license. And like always, all the links mentioned in this episode to be found in the description. Let's start. I called this episode Creativity Rules, and I have to admit that I stole the title. Well, it's the title of a book about creative writing written by one of my favorite authors, John Forhouse. And if you're into writing, check out that book. It's not really a book about writing per se, but more like a writer's workbook. And that is even what the tagline says. But, well, this episode is not about writing, it's about photography and rules and photography rules. So all of you out there who know some photography rules, who maybe even did photography classes or read books about photography or read blog posts about photography, please raise your hands. Unless, of course, you need your hands to hold a camera, then you're excused. So, okay. Yeah, I see there are a couple of you out there. So what about photography rules? That's what we learn, right? In books and in photography classes. Rules. How photos work. How to operate our cameras. What the old masters did. Sometimes there's even a bit of photography history in that, how to reproduce things, which settings to use, etc., etc., right? The proper way to take photos, the only way to take photos. I think I'm not alone when I say that when I started out with photography, one of the first things that I did was to look for rules. How to do things, right? So I bought books, I read blog posts, I watched videos, and I talked a lot with people. And even more importantly, I listened to people and I did assistant jobs in photography. And I learned the rules, the rule of thirds, the golden ratio, the golden triangles and spirals, the rule of odds. I learned about leaving space, active and passive space, negative space, about filling the frame, about simplification and balance, about lines and repeating patterns and textures, about color, about symmetry and asymmetry, about diagonals, about viewpoints, focal lengths, depth of field, focus, about back and fore and midground, about depth and framing, about orientation, aspect ratios, horizon lines, movement. I learned how and where to position people in the frame. I learned about posing angles, how to not cut off limbs. I learned about lights and lightning, soft light, hard light, 3-point light, 2-point light, 1-point light, blocking light, reflecting light, guiding light. I learned about rim light, hair light, catch light. I learned about histograms, ISO, shutter speed, aperture. I learned about color, spaces. I learned about everything. And I tried, right? I tried to put all those rules to work because, well, that is how to make a picture with impact. A picture that works, a proper photography. And I wanted to make my pictures to be as professional as ever possible. Why? Because I wanted to impress? No. I just simply wanted to make the best possible photo. And the more I learned about rules and the more I try to follow these rules, the more technically perfect my photos became. But I also realized that at least some of my photos became, how can I call that, emotionless and cold, lifeless. They became a product, a pack shot. And they didn't have any emotional impact on me anymore. So I was confused. And I analyzed my photos. I looked where I didn't follow the rules. Because following the rules guarantees great photos, right? Take all the rules, feed them into a computer, put the computer on a robot with arms, put a camera in his hands, and connect the camera to the computer. Perfect photos guaranteed. Yeah, no, that's not how it works. Just like you can't put all the writing rules, and believe me, there are a lot, all of the dramaturgy rules, the grammar and language rules into a computer to let it process a novel that people will actually like and will like to read. Rules do not guarantee great books or photos. It's just like owning a great camera doesn't guarantee great photos either. And I think that is the point. Owning a camera and knowing the rules won't do anything. It's about using the rules. But that's what I did, right? I used the rules. No. The opposite was true. The rules used me. I had to reset myself. I looked at my old photos. I analyzed them for rules. And guess what I saw? I already did follow a lot of the rules, even though I didn't even know them back then. And I realized other two things. A lot of photos worked even though I didn't follow the rules. And a lot of photos would have worked or worked better if I would have followed the rules. So I meditated a lot about that and realized one more thing. There are no rules. There are only guidelines. Rules are tools. Just like your camera is a tool, right? That one button, that one menu setting, that is there for a certain purpose. And use the button if necessary, and use the menu setting if necessary. And yes, definitely, it is useful to know these guidelines. And if you're a professional photographer, you sometimes have to stick to special rules for assignments or jobs. But that is a job. And that is craftsmanship, right? And I know that from my time at film school. My teachers taught me to be a professional and how to be able to fulfill assignments and do jobs. They taught me to make my work reproducible. So what are these rules and what is the technique that we can learn and practice? What is that good for? Rules are there to help. Rules and technique are there to help us to remove coincidences and accidents out of our photography. So So that we will be able to really do what we intend to do if we want to. That doesn't mean that we shouldn't experiment, right? That doesn't mean to not sometimes just do whatever we feel without thinking. And I also have to say that stopping to think helped me to get back into the groove of emotional photography. What do I mean by that? The more you think about what you have to do, the more you think about which settings to make, the more you think about how to do things, the more technical your photos will become. And that's the amazing thing, at least in my personal opinion, about all the automatic modes of our cameras, that they will help you to stop thinking. You can really feel the photo, right? Look through the viewfinder, look at the display of your camera, and focus on the emotional impact your photos have on you. Focus on the composition of a shot. And then, after you took the shot, you can analyze it, right? And see, well, if I'd use this or that rule, would that make a difference? And would that make my photo be more effective? So again, using rules/guidelines as what they are, tools for photography, having them in the back of your mind, pushing them away for a bit, not letting them disturb you in your photographic process, but opening the drawer, right, and taking them out to use them in case you don't really know how to pull off a shot or to analyze a shot later and say, well, something, it doesn't really feel right with that shot. Let's see which of the rules that I know about might make my photo be more effective. That's what rules are for. Simply just following rules will get you nowhere in art. It will make you and your art exchangeable. Using guidelines to improve your art, your photography, that will make your art unique. With all that having said, I think it might be a good idea to take a look at some of the rules that I mentioned in this episode a bit more closely, and that's what I will do in future episodes, that I will pick out a rule/guideline and we'll talk about that a bit more in depth. What are your thoughts on rules? Are there any special photographic rules that you think are especially helpful or that you think are not helpful at all? You can get in touch with me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is Vortex of Our Mind. The link, of course, in the description. Or you can always message me on my blog, tvoom.tumblr.com. If you have a Tumblr account, you can do that via the Tumblr messenger, or you can always use the ask box. Bye-bye. Till next time.